Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light. Maybe it's as simple as adding an extra outlet. Maybe it's as detailed as wiring an industrial building. Maybe it's high-efficiency LED lighting or a fire alarm system, or phone system installation and repair. Maybe it's data system wiring, irrigation wiring, or electric motor sales and repair. Commercial, residential, industrial, agriculture, above ground, below ground. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
You're invited to the Pheasants Forever Annual Banquet May 10th at the Ramada Plaza in Sheridan. Doors open at 5 p.m. and there's free beer from 5 p.m. until 6 p.m. You heard that right. Free beer if you're 21 or over from 5 p.m. until 6 p.m. There's many raffles with many guns to be won, great food, great company, and a great cause. The Pheasants Forever Annual Banquet May 10th at the Ramada Plaza in Sheridan. Presented by Weatherby, Yeti, and Montana Knife Company. Get your tickets now at the Pheasants Forever Facebook page.
This Memorial Day, celebrate the lives and legacies of our heroes at Champion Cane Funeral Home's annual Memorial Day Ceremony, Monday, May 26th from 9 to 1. Enjoy a free brunch and lunch, yard games and bouncy houses for the kids, and the powerful sounds of the 7th Cavalry Drum and Bugle Corps. Join them at 10 a.m. for Moving Last Call Ceremony with special guests, including members of the Wyoming 67th Army Band, and a symbolic dove release honoring peace and freedom, next to the Sheridan Municipal Cemetery. Champion Cane Funeral Home, thank you for letting their family serve yours.
Precorp has openings in accounting, member service, engineering, and IT. A good life begins with a good company. Powder River Energy Corporation is a consumer-oriented electric cooperative in Northeast Wyoming that is always striving for A-plus service, great rates, and being a trusted energy partner. Their work environment is driven by knowing your role, living your values, and making your career plan. If you are looking to be part of an industry leader, then look no further. Go to precorp.coop/employment opportunities and apply today.
Experience the raw energy of award-winning master musician Jalon Crossland tomorrow night at Sheridan's YO Theater. Get carried away with Jalon's unique blend of bluegrass, Americana, and country storytelling that includes everything from drinking and fighting to hobos and trailer park fires. Jalon Crossland in concert 7 p.m. tomorrow night at the YO Theater. Get your tickets today at the YO box office or online at yotheater.com.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now from Sheridan Media News, this is Public Pulse.
And a very good morning. Welcome to the Friday Pulse on News Talk 930 KROE. Sheridan, Ron Richter, along with Aaron Linden and Floyd Whiting, and I just realized I do not have my glasses on.
Oh, man.
Blind as a belfry bat running into the walls.
Nice.
Oh, Floyd's off.
Floyd,
having,
are you on?
Having some technical difficulties. What's good, Ron?
Well, not... It's nice outside.
It is nice outside. It's supposed to be really nice tomorrow. Trees for trash.
Trees for trash.
People.
9 to 2
yeah.
at the city landfill.
Yeah.
What is it? A Nanking cherry?
Nanking cherry. And they look great, actually. They look fantastic. Shout out to Landon's
You've been scoping the...
I pre-scoped the trees.
That's great.
I picked you guys some of the best ones.
I think I'm on.
You're on.
Yeah,
we got you, Floyd.
Nanking cherry.
Yeah, it's 9 to 2.
Pretty
much household trash, whatever you got laying around, except
pretty much
those things in the bags in the back. But
anything.
Well.
Well, within reason. Most things.
Yeah, most things.
There's always a caveat to a couple things. But.
And then, you know, and then the city does their community cleanup day where they go around and clean areas. It's pretty cool.
Big deal.
Yeah.
We painted planted a lilac. What was it last year?
Love lilac.
And he's doing pretty well. Made it through the winter. That was kind of my goal.
That's kind of the litmus test.
Yeah, see how he does coming through the end there. So we're looking forward to him. But boy, you know, when it comes to trees, man, you plant a tree and you just know you're probably going to end up moving. Before
right.
you get to see the tree full grow. Result yeah. of it.
You don't plant trees for yourself.
No.
You plant it for
other people.
That's right.
right. But lilacs are good for everybody.
Yep.
Will there be any lilacs available? Do you know, Aaron?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
For Trees for Trash?
Yeah.
No. It's just Nanking cherries.
Oh, okay. So yep. Just the one.
Just the one.
What do those look like? I'm going to have to...
They look like sticks currently.
Well, yeah, currently.
Seedlings. But...
Seedlings.
Let's...
You know what's brown and sticky? A stick. No, they're about... I'd say they're probably a good 12, 14 inches high. They look great. So stop by with all your junk and get a tree.
Yeah. So it's a good trade-off.
Really good trade-off.
Trash for trees.
And... it's supposed to be really nice tomorrow, which is so helpful.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Before we go any further, I want to say thanks to James.
You just ran and grabbed your glasses?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Okay, so I
look
just,
at you, James.
I just Googled what these trees look like when they're mature, and they are absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
The cherry
gorgeous
trees?
Trees? Yeah. No, the Nanking cherries. They've got...
it's like a bush, isn't it?
Yeah, well, a little bit like a lilac tree, kind of.
Right.
It's a little shrubbish, but they look pretty good size. White flowers, absolutely gorgeous. Look like something that you'd want to throw up next to your lilacs out there in the yard, you know?
Well, so
those
are great.
So when they bloom side by side, that would be
nice.
Just amazing, you know. And one of the good things, my father used to plant a lot of lilac bushes and, you know, trees kind of like, well, lilac trees and trees like this Nanking cherry, because it creates somewhat of like a block, you know, from like a road or something like that.
Right.
But it's not just a standout fence, you know. You get to actually see something pretty, you know.
Wow, and you can eat them.
I didn't know that. I didn't see that.
No, I just, again, I don't Google anything anymore.
Yeah,
I just go ChatGPT right off the bat.
He's in the AI.
I'm a convert
now. Yeah.
I'm a convert. But
you've went to the dark side.
I have.
Trusting the robots.
Yep, yeah. I am. Skynet. It's real. Nanking cherries are edible, can be eaten fresh, used in pies, jams, and jellies.
Oh, wow.
Fruit is tart, but can be sweet when ripe. Sweet.
So there you go. It, like what Floyd was saying, if you have a lilac next to a Nanking cherry, you can be feasting on cherries and smelling the beautiful aromas of a lilac.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah. All just because you cleaned up your yard and took your garbage down.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
And it's a perfect time of year.
I got some neighbors.
The garage.
I have some neighbors that should probably take advantage of this.
I think everyone knows at least somebody in their lives.
I'm just being brutally honest. There's a backyard near us that
could use some help.
I honestly think people have got lost there.
Oh yeah.
There's been missing persons in that backyard.
Yep. Jungle training for the armed forces. I had a neighbor like that. I was like, dude, I didn't know grass could get to be that tall and dead and sticky.
Well, it's not just unsightly.
It's
a health hazard.
Yes.
You know, tall grass,
it is.
Unkept bushes, piles of shrubbery that let's say you even cut that down and you put it off in the side. Well, now you've created a habitat for mice and all this other stuff,
yes,
and it attracts them. And you just have you're raising your increase that they're eventually going to move into the house.
Right.
You know, so it's pretty important to go out there and just kind of keep your yard. You know, it doesn't even have to be grass, you know. If you've got a garden, just keep it kept and avoid that hazard that is being created on top of fire.
Yes.
You know, which is always a risk.
Mm-hmm.
So you're keeping yourself safe by keeping everything around your home kind of cleaned up and tidy. And my dad was, you know, the type of guy, he never threw metal away, ever. You will find
scrap metal.
Something, yep. You will find that you need that piece.
Right.
It might be 20 years from now, but he'll have it. And so what dad used to do, though, everything he had his, you know, his wood pile, his metal pile, they were all organized. And up on these shelves that he had made himself outside, but up off the ground. And
but it was organized.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad, he doesn't like digging through stuff. It's He wants it when he needs it. He wants it right now. So everything was always organized.
I see a lot of interesting yards in Sheridan.
There's plenty.
I bike a lot, so I go through neighborhoods and I see things that, you know, you probably wouldn't see driving just because you're paying attention to the road, or you should.
Right.
Be.
Right.
No, you're looking at your phone.
Texting.
Yeah. TikTok.
Reading the latest Stephen King while you're driving.
Yeah.
But yeah, I see a lot of interesting yards, and I use the word interesting very very conservatively.
Yeah.
Because I see some stuff where Sanford and Sons would be like, wow.
Right. Paths through the what junk.
A great show. Yeah, not even paths. You gotta be real skinny to get through that trail.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Guess what? You can make wine out of Nanking cherries.
There you go.
Wow, you've just been sitting over there talking to your robot about Nanking cherries.
My robot's my best friend, okay, Floyd?
My robot don't let me down.
We were talking about AI yesterday, and yeah, it's come a long way, but yeah, I wouldn't exactly call it intelligence. It's just a great search engine.
Oh man.
With a little bit of personality that it found somewhere online.
Well, I think it ends up mirroring your personality. It learns over time. Well, some of them do.
Yes.
Grok is a hit 'em and forget 'em. You close out of the session, it's gone. There's no history there. ChatGPT, oh man, it'll pull stuff from months ago.
Mm-hmm. But what I worry about with AI is it plays on the vulnerability of people. Gullible people will be taken advantage of because of AI.
Well, and we talked about that. You have to fact check it.
Yes.
Always fact check.
But fact checking isn't really common anymore.
Well.
It really isn't.
Which is really sad.
I would say 60% of the population in the United States of America just believes what they're
told. Yeah, spoon fed, whatever. Yes.
Because I see a lot of satire shared on social media.
Oh, yeah, stuff from The Onion and whatever. And people are like, did you see this?
Yes. John Elway said this.
Yeah.
It's like when he was the GM of the Broncos, there was a story that went around several years ago about, you know, if my players kneel, they're going to be fired on spot. And it was basically a fake news story shared to see how many people would share it. And a lot of people did.
Yeah. But, you know, that's
how like, John Elway's my hero.
I fact check anything that I'm not 100% certain.
Yes,
of.
You have to. But especially just, now.
You know, we were talking earlier that, yeah, people, it doesn't matter what it is. If they're spoon fed it, a lot of people are just like, okay. And they just move on. And you're like, where did you get that?
Oh,
what is your source? Well, I heard it. Nah, no.
I had a colonel who actually eventually ended up becoming one of the higher generals in this state. And he used to ask people all the time, who is they?
Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
Who is they?
Well, they said.
Well, they said I should be down here. Yeah. Who is they? Point me one in the direction give me. Of they.
Yeah.
I'd love to go talk to them. And so that always kind of stuck with me. I there is no such thing as they. You know, it's kind of like I used to tell my teenage daughter, because is a word, not a reason.
Right.
Right.
You know, that's, no, because is not a reason.
And now it's just cuz.
Cuz.
Yeah. Which isn't a word or a reason.
It's a relative.
Depending on where you're from, yes. True enough.
All right. We got to get our first break in. We'll get back with the poll question.
Oh, I can't wait.
Mr. Linden's favorite.
I cannot wait.
The Jackson Electric call-in lines are 674-4443 and 672-5763, 674-4444. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE.
From the simplest to the most complex electrical applications, Jackson Electric has the knowledge, the experience, and the reputation to meet and exceed any electrical need or requirement. Jackson Electric's expertise even includes phone systems, data systems, LED lighting systems, fire alarm systems, and irrigation systems. Residential, commercial, industrial, agriculture. If it has anything to do with electricity, anything at all, Jackson Electric does it all at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
21 ribeyes for $39.
The Backyard Butchers are here right now with 20 ribeye steaks for only $39. That's less than $2 a steak. Just look for the big white truck in the parking lot right now at Tractor Supply in Sheridan. Stock up and save 20 ribeyes for $39. Just look for the big white truck in the parking lot right now at Tractor Supply in Sheridan. And for a limited time, get 2 pounds of crab legs for $39. Go to BackyardButchers.com for more info. Cash, credit, debit, EBT accepted.
This is David Turner, owner and managing broker of Engel & Volker Sheridan. Our real estate advisors, Misty Gardner, Cody Hunt, Zach McDermott, and Jackson Pauly, are experts at residential, commercial, luxury homes, as well as ranch and recreational properties. Let Engel & Volkers give you the real estate experience you deserve. Talk to a trusted advisor at 206 West Brundage Street in Sheridan, or call us at 307-655-8383. That's 307-655-8383. Life's taking you places. We'll help you get there. Engel & Volkers Real Estate.
Okay, so why is it that bodybuilders can't use steroids for competitions, but beauty contestants can use makeup? Doesn't seem right. You know what else doesn't seem right is you fixing or tuning up your own 4x4 lawnmower side by side. Just watching that is like watching me give a cat a perm. It's gonna end ugly. Gotta get that machine to Hando Service Center. They're glad to do it. They do it right, and they get to it ASAP. So let the pros handle it at Hando Service Center, located on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
This Mother's Day, make it bloom with love. Landon's Greenhouse Nursery and Landscaping is giving you the chance to win a $250 gift card. Perfect for your mom, sister, aunt, or that special someone who loves to grow and glow. Enter daily through May 8th for more chances to win. It's easy, fun, and full of flower power. The lucky winner will be announced Friday, May 9th. Head to the contest page at SheridanMedia.com to enter the Landon's Greenhouse Nursery and Landscaping Mother's Day Sweepstakes.
On the Friday Pulse News Talk 930 KROE Jackson Electric call-in lines, you can reach us at 672-5763, 674-4443, and 674-4444. The First Northern Bank of Wyoming poll question: are you in favor of the proposed roundabout at the Bighorn Y intersection? 74% said nada. 23% said yes. And 1.8% is still mulling it over.
Interestingly enough, though, usually the like undecided is like 7%.
Yes, it's usually 5 to 7.
Yeah.
That's pretty much.
So 1.8 yeah. tells me that this is pretty.
It's either yes or no. You yeah. either like it or you don't.
And I think we all know where I stand.
I was just going to say, Aaron, I think we all know how you feel about the roundabouts. I don't mind roundabouts. I don't necessarily know if that is a good location for one.
I don't think it is, because there is a lot of truck traffic.
Yes.
Like semi-truck traffic.
In some of the comments on the news story, we had pointed that out.
Yeah.
There was actually a couple people that drive that are truckers that said, hey, this will create a logistical nightmare here.
Right. So years ago, probably 5-6 years ago, when I was on council, the proposed roundabout was long drive and whatever. I mean, it was the entrance of the high school, essentially. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You're going to mix new drivers with school buses with heavy traffic. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
No.
Well, I think around that time, the vehicle repair shops were losing money. So they
see, then I've always said that I'm like, if they put in a roundabout or a series of roundabouts, like you have in Billings, I'm opening a body shop and I'm buying billboards in the middle of every single one of them.
We were
just in an accident. Call Aaron's Auto Body, because I guarantee you, I'll be printing money.
We were talking about that yesterday a little bit, that you could actually use the roundabout to, generate some revenue. You could have little pull-offs
yeah.
that had advertising, and you could maybe even have food trucks. So
someone
could like pay for it, you know, online on their
or a little info center. Like, are you new to roundabouts? Do you need help navigating? Stop here, and then we could charge for advice.
they are statistically safer.
I
You're the guy who keeps telling me about flying.
Here's the deal.
So you want to talk statistically safer?
They are probably statistically safer, but how many more crashes? They're just lower speed crashes is all.
Fender benders.
Fender benders. Yeah, you're not dying because you can't go through the roundabout, you know, at 30 miles an hour.
I can.
I know. Put me on the motorcycle and I got this. But
I do it on my bike.
So they're statistically less deadly, maybe, but I'd like to know statistically how much more fender bendery, side swipey kind of incidents you're looking at. Because I will go out of my way in Billings. I will go all the way back out to the highway.
And not use
to that, get down yeah. to instead of doing that, what is that, Shiloh or whatever, where all the roundabouts are?
The first time I had to use the roundabout, I think it's like by the Shields area.
Yeah.
The first time I had to use that roundabout, I literally was like, it was an anxiety moment.
Nerve wracking.
And now it's like, whatever, you know.
I mean, I know how to use them.
Yeah.
I just don't like to use them.
Yeah.
I don't worry about me. It's the other people that have never used it that are like, well, I guess I'm just going. And you're like, nah.
That is my take on driving in general. I don't worry about me.
Right.
That's
the thing anymore, you know, on Sheridan International Speedway out here on Coffeen. You better watch out. If the light turns green, you better give it a couple of beats because I've seen three cars burn through a red light.
Yes.
Like nobody's business.
I've seen a lot of people burn through stop signs in this town too.
Absolutely.
In the downtown area, not, you know, there's no stop signs on Main Street, but the adjacent streets.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people just go through them like they're not even there. And I'm like, nice.
If you go,
good thing little Johnny wasn't walking across the street.
Right. The parking garage behind Wyo Theater Bank area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Notorious. People blow through those. There's one on Lewis by Waring's Body Shop.
Yeah.
They just blow straight across that thing.
I know.
And then people just run in red lights just like, well, I've got places to be. I'm important.
Yeah, I think it's more of the you can't tell me what to do.
I think it's also more of, well, I'm watching a TikTok video and I didn't realize.
And the thing is, I get it. Sometimes you have to do that. Like if you're on the way to the emergency room.
Okay,
you
know, fine.
Yes.
But three people?
But I would say 98% of the time, it's not that.
The one on, what is it, Sheridan Avenue and Sheridan International Speedway, Coffeen, that's got like five different roads.
Yes.
And it's worst.
Oh, you're talking, yes.
Absolutely the worst.
Where the old mini mart used to be, now it's a dental office, that
yes.
intersection. Yeah, that is insanity.
You, boy, that light goes green, you do not put your foot on that pedal. Word of warning, it's my PSA for the day. Is that intersection is crazy.
Aaron's public service announcement.
That's right. I'm going to start doing that every Friday.
Brought to you by Wydot.
Brought to you by Aaron's Auto Body.
Yes. You got to have a big billboard out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, though. I mean, like, so would a roundabout fix that? You're not blowing through a stop sign. Sure.
Nothing will fix that.
Yeah, that's
nothing
will
fix people breaking the law.
Right.
I mean, you know, you can't sit here and say, you know, when somebody blows through a stop sign, that it's the stop sign's fault. You can't do that.
But they will.
But they will.
They do.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I have conversations with law enforcement regarding people passing stop school buses all the time.
Oh, man, that one.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, when that happens, do we blame the bus driver? Do we blame the stop sign coming out from the bus? No,
the person
who's making that choice.
Yeah, but the person that blew through it does.
Speeding through
I always
town,
thought it was the color of the school bus that made them.
They can't see it, right?
Mm.
That people who speed through town, people who blow through stop signs and stoplights and things like that, that is not the fault of whatever is there to slow it all down. That is the fault of the person. So, you know, what is the underlying complaint? Well, it's not about the road. It's about the people who were disregarding what they're supposed to do while they live in a community.
You are a special kind of jack wagon.
Yeah.
If you 100%. Blow by a school bus.
Oh, man, that's the worst.
Sorry, but I don't care who you are and who you think you are. You're a special kind of jack wagon.
I mean, even if it's a medical emergency, you don't go blasting by a school bus just because there's kids. Come on.
Yeah, you'll create another one.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you really want to mow down someone's child.
I think they just should make the fine for that.
$1 trillion.
No, it's just...
Million.
Because I actually... I can't remember who it was.
I think it should be jail time, honestly.
I wrote someone, one of our representatives, and this was a long time ago, so I'm having trouble remembering which one, a representative about, hey, why don't we increase the fine in these things? And they wrote back to me and they said, you know, this is already kind of a pretty hefty fine as far as fine goes. You know, fines or citations go, it's already pretty hefty. And people still do it every single day.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're like, it's not hefty
all
enough.
All the time. And so it just makes me wonder, what would we have to do, to really prevent that from happening?
You're not. Because those special type of jack wagons are always going to do it. They don't care. Why do people still drive drunk?
Yeah.
That's a pretty hefty fine. That's some jail time. And guess what? Happens all the time.
Was a DUI, by the time you're done paying everything out, I want to say a DUI nowadays is probably going to cost you anywhere from $11,000 to $15,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think by the time
you
got
to be on high insurance.
Yeah. For a long time, too. And you end up, you know, they're going to take your license. So you're walking or you're bumming rides. So there's costs there.
Ubering.
Well, I mean, you know. It's just, like you said, you know, these it's already kind of a hefty, you know, for lack of a better term, punishment, but people still do it.
They're still going to do it. It's this, I don't know, it's the same kind of thing. Like, I'm driving down Coffeen International Speedway, and this guy in, you know, the big truck and stuff, cruising by, and I'm like, and he's moving. And I look down to see how fast I'm in like 31. Dude's 40, 45. Easy. Man,
yeah.
And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Well, you know, so how do you adjust that? Do you ask, you know, because do you ask the police? You know, hey, could you?
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
And here's the problem.
They do a great job, in my opinion.
They pull one guy over for doing it. Three more go by because he's busy or she's busy. You know, and you're just like, it's more, I don't know. I would say it's more of an educational thing, like, pay attention to the speed limit, but people anymore are just, they don't care.
No.
I got places to be, Floyd.
Well,
don't get in my way.
Yeah, but that's not a new problem.
No. But it's become worse, I think.
That's just humanity.
Yes.
You know.
It's a societal issue.
It's a social issue.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, well, you know, the speed limit on the highway is 80. I'll go 90.
Speed limit
on Coffeen International Speedway is 30. I'll go 40. You know, like
Sheridan's Audubon.
Yeah.
Because we've all been there. You know, you're maybe thinking about something else or whatever. Maybe just bottom line, not paying attention. And all of a sudden you're going over the speed limit. Maybe you're not, you know, cruising down like you're in GTO or anything, but you're speeding. And then you catch yourself, you pull your foot off the accelerator. Okay. Like, we got to get a handle on it. I should be paying more attention. I get that.
Right.
I don't get, hey, there's a big yellow school bus stopping in front of me with these multiple color flashing lights. First, it warned me he was going to stop.
Right.
Now we're stopped. And then there's a stop arm that extends out. But you know what?
I'll go by.
I'm going to go by.
Yes.
Because here's the thing.
Ridiculous.
The stop arm just got out. I'm going the opposite direction. I know. Kids couldn't have got off that quickly, so I'll just blow through. Mm-mm.
I mean, what's it going to take? What would it take?
I'm one of those people.
A Louisville slugger?
Yeah, seriously. I'm one of those people that, like, I see the school bus coming. I'm like, chances are. So I start slowing down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, lights come on, and I stop. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Every time I see a school bus, I all of a sudden am just, like, more alert of what's happening. Because I...
Well, and here... Look, I'm not saying I'm a better driver than anybody else. I'm probably not. But, you know, when I do see that school bus, and there is like a, crack, you know.
Yeah, right.
I mean, especially if you're in a hurry.
But it's okay, because I'm like, I'm not going to be one of those guys.
Yep.
No way.
I was in a hurry yesterday. I wasn't speeding or whatever. And I'm going home, and I turn the corner, and I see a school bus like a block ahead, and I'm like, I'm in a hurry, but I started slowing down
because
I'm like, the one time
you don't.
Two reasons that I don't care how big of a hurry you're in, the school bus. And I can't tell you how many people don't pay attention, don't care, keep driving, emergency services.
Yeah.
I mean, I cannot tell you how many times I have seen ambulance, fire truck, police, sheriff, somebody. And people are like, meh, they're over there.
Yeah.
They're on in that.
Just,
you know, they're going the opposite way. I don't need to do anything. Yeah, you might.
Yeah.
Because the jack wagon coming the other way might not do it too, and he's going to have to swerve over to get around him.
I like that you've liked my word.
Oh, I've used that forever. I just wasn't sure that we could use it here. But you broke the jack wagon ceiling. So
you did. Yeah. What are they? You did a desk pop.
Yeah. Exactly.
You did the desk pop. Now everyone's popping off.
No, I agree, Aaron. I see it all the time, especially on the International Speedway. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There are every time I see an ambulance going down Coffeen, there are several people that don't pull over.
Yep.
So, Aaron, in situations like this, I mean, you sat on the city council for quite a while. When we see situations like this, and socially we're like, you know what? Something's got to be done. We have to make some sort of change.
Right.
So this is when what? Like a group of people get together and they come to you and they're like, look, this road is 30 miles an hour. It's apparently not working.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the options that the public has to really try to make an impact on this, to slow people down over there? Because, you know, I don't know if there's anything that a city council can do regarding
that. Oh, 100%.
Well, I mean, like the stop arm.
Oh.
There's probably nothing you can do about that. But, like, as a city council, if people got together and came before the city council, what do we do to you know, slow people down
mm-hmm.
on, let's say, main streets? Coffeen is a main street. It's a major thoroughfare.
It's the busiest street in all of Wyoming.
Yes.
If you weren't aware, out there in Radio Land.
Yeah.
So...
It is true.
What can we do?
So you would have to come before council and petition it, probably bring a signed petition. We actually went through this in a neighborhood up by the high school where people were using a neighborhood road.
I remember that.
As kind of their speedway thoroughfare to try and beat traffic.
Okay.
And ended up putting up a bunch of signs, lowering the speed limit to 20 miles an hour. And they were actually talking about putting in speed bumps even.
Yeah.
And through different iterations of people coming, bringing signed petitions, whatever, ended up putting stop sign at both. I mean, there were stop signs at both ends of that anyway, but then lowering the speed limit. And then literally for the first couple of weeks, having a patrol car stationed up there just to make sure the people were deterred.
Excuse me. I imagine the PD probably takes a cruise up there. Probably quite often, just to kind of check on it, you know, because it's a major thing, and they operate on a lot of data-driven information. So data-driven patrols. So I imagine they probably still run up there and just hang out here for a couple hours, you know, see what's going on. So there you go, you know. I mean, can people band together, start a petition, slow down the speed on Coffeen? What is that?
I mean, you're going to get some pushback from some people for sure if you try and take Coffeen down to 20.
Yeah. You saw the comment section of YDOT's study on
the roundabout. We'll get into a couple of those comments. There's some doozies.
Because it's pretty incredible. You know, there's a survey out there. There's a report out there. And unfortunately, I don't think a lot of people look at it.
We got to get a quick break, and we also have a caller on hold. We'll get to that caller when we come back from the break. You're listening to the Friday Pulse on News Talk 930 KROE.
Jackson Electric and you'll see the light. Maybe it's as simple as adding an extra outlet. Maybe it's as detailed as wiring an industrial building. Maybe it's high efficiency LED lighting or a fire alarm system or phone system installation and repair. Maybe it's data system wiring, irrigation wiring, or electric motor sales and repair. Commercial, residential, industrial, agriculture, above ground, below ground. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
Sheridan College presents the Bighorn Jazz Orchestra tonight at 7 p.m. in Kennison Hall. Formerly known as the Whitney Center Jazz Orchestra, the Bighorn Jazz Orchestra will be forming regional and world premieres of new works by members of the band, as well as paying tribute to recently departed jazz masters Chick Corea and Benny Golson. Get your tickets at sheridan.edu/arts or call the box office at 675-0360. Don't miss the Bighorn Jazz Orchestra tonight at Sheridan College.
Our 29th anniversary open house at Heartland Kubota is this Saturday, May 3rd. Hi, this is Krista with Heartland Kubota. Come celebrate our 29th anniversary this Saturday from 9 to 3. See the new Kubota products for 2025 along with our subcompact tractors, zero-turn mowers, utility vehicles, haying equipment, and more. With special Kubota Orange Day sales event promotions, refreshments, prize drawings, and some awesome company from 9 to 3 this Saturday for our 29th anniversary open house here at Heartland Kubota, 2450 Heartland Drive.
Tales of the City takes nutrition to heart with Nature's Logic, Fromm Family Foods, and Red Paw, the number one sporting food, expanding with new products every day. Now, shop online at talesofthecitystores.com. We offer free local delivery or order online for curbside pickup. Be confident in what you're feeding. Tales truly is invested in your pet. At Tales of the City, we know they're not just pets, they're family.
Tales of the City, visit their new location at 218 West Burkett in Sheridan.
Hi, this is Sheridan County Commissioner Lonnie Wright. We all know Sheridan is the best place in Wyoming to call home. Beautiful parks, fantastic pathways, and great people, all surrounded by rolling hills and the majestic bighorns. I'm asking you to pitch in and help do a little spring cleaning by participating in this year's Trees for Trash program. It's easy, it's free, and you'll receive a Nanking cherry seedling for helping out. Just bring your load of trash to the city landfill on East Ridge Road between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Saturday, May 3rd, to get your free tree. Let's all recognize and support this year's Trees for Trash sponsors with a big thank you to ERA, Carroll Realty, U.S. Bank, Wyoming Corporate Office, Landon's Greenhouse and Nursery, Sheridan County, and, of course, the City of Sheridan. Mark your calendar now for Saturday, May 3rd, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the City Landfill for the 2025 Sheridan Media Trees for Trash.
Friday Pulse News Talk 930 KROE and the First Northern Bank of Wyoming poll question. Are you in favor of the proposed roundabouts at the Bighorn Y intersection? 74% said no, 23% yes, and 1.8% undecided. And just a little bit of background. There was a study done. YDOT hired a firm to do a study on it. And basically, they looked at all the options and alternatives and whatnots and all that, and took some public feedback and input, and came to the conclusion that that would be the best thing for that intersection, would be a roundabout.
Which, as we were talking during the break, like, I asked Floyd and Ron, I'm like, when was the last time you guys even went by there? And Floyd's like, I don't know, once. So that's the thing, though, is like 80% of, unless you live in Bighorn or Story or something and you're coming into town, most of the people in this community, I always say that the sphere of drivability is from about Landon's College area to Fifth Street. That's just kind of where people hang out. Not a lot of people go past Fifth Street unless they have a reason to, because it's too far. And you're not going much past the college unless you have a reason to be going to Story or Bighorn or something like that. Like, we, our habit trail is pretty much within a 5-mile radius, I would say.
Now, judging by some things that individuals have commented, there's a lot of truck traffic out there. Why?
A lot of, there's food services out in Bighorn. So you got your, you know, your whatever, food supply companies, no free plugs. If you want to pay for one, you can. but so you've got a lot of that. And then you also have people that will use the old highway when the main highway yep. might be shut down due to high winds or whatever. So it's still kind of a thoroughfare for a lot of different things. And that's why you're seeing the semis out there.
We got a caller who has been patiently waiting. Go ahead, Mike. You are on the Jackson Electric line.
Yeah,
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks for
waiting patiently, Mike.
That's all right. I live out here along this south end of Bighorn Avenue, which connects to the Y. And I think probably that roundabout would probably be a good idea. The other thing about this little racetrack we have out here is that there's a lot of people that take it. They can go a little faster. And the drawback to that whole thing is I don't care if they get nailed for speeding or whatever, but here's the side effect of that thing. I pulled up to my intersection down here, and I look up the road, and I see a car that's out there about 500 or 600 yards, maybe a quarter mile away. And I'm going to pull out on the road. I look the other direction. I look back, and that SOB is right there. He's going 55 or 60 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour
mm-hmm.
zone.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't look twice or three times, these people, I look down the road and I see this car, and I think, well, my little calculator says, well, he isn't going to be here for, you know, another 3 or 4 seconds. And I look up and he's right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bit of a surprise, and I don't know how many people have some really close calls out here, but that's one of the side effects to people going over the speed limit. They don't realize that they are a danger to other people who are not even on the road yet.
Yeah, especially if it's like 15, 20 miles over the speed limit, not just a couple miles
right,
an hour.
Right.
I mean, when you're like intentionally speeding, because Floyd was talking earlier, you know, all of us go a few miles over, it's a lapse. But there are people that literally intentionally speed, and they do it all the time. And it's not just because mm-hmm. they're in a hurry or they got to be somewhere. It's like, that's just what they do because it's the old mentality. Don't tell me what to do. I'm going to do what I want.
Right. Well, now, a roundabout can actually put you in jail.
Yeah.
I have an anecdote about that. I was down in eastern Colorado about, I think it was 1960, and one of the old ranchers out there, his boys had a beer joint out along that two-laner that comes from, I think, Fort Morgan or somewhere out there. But anyway, old grandpa come in from the ranch. He was part of the family. He'd only come in once a year. And in between the time that he'd last visited Greeley, I believe, they put in a roundabout. And he got stuck in that thing. He couldn't get out of it, so he parked in the middle. He had a case of beer in the back of the pickup. And he just sat there and waited for somebody to come get him. And, of course, he drank too many beers. And what, he'd ended up in jail for indecent exposure along a public thoroughfare. and the boys had to go down to Greeley to bail him out of jail. So
I think that's a great idea. Maybe we just put a jail cell in the middle of the roundabout. And anybody that gets in an accident or causes an accident, we just have them do their time there for public shaming.
So, okay. Now the other thing, which is not so funny, John Bosick lost his machinery shop out there at the ranch as a fire, and he lost his equipment, his hang equipment, his four-wheeler, bale feeder, the whole works. I mean, you know, you can lose your house and you can go stay at the Holiday Inn or a tent. You could go down and get, you know, clothes at Walmart or something like that. But if you're a farmer or rancher and your cows are out there calving, and you've got to feed and you've got to do all the stuff that goes on, and all of your tools and equipment, I'm talking about everything you use every day, whether it's an extension cord or a hammer or a shovel or your bale feeder or your bobcat or your four-wheeler, whatever, it's all gone. You can't do anything. If you're looking for a nail or a screw or some wire or a nut and a bolt, yeah, look, it's all gone. And here's somebody that really needs some help.
Okay.
So,
I mean, thanks for bringing that to our attention, because I was unaware.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's, there was a lot of equipment went up.
So if somebody
totally burned.
If somebody wants to help them out, how would you go about that?
I suppose that contact Josh McKinley out there is with the Claremont Fire District. I'd get a hold of them out there. That would probably be about the best way.
Okay.
But he certainly needs some help, and John's out there. He's a bachelor ranchler, and he basically does all that stuff by himself. And when his tools are gone, he's pretty well in a heck of a bind. So I think if anybody can help him out in any way, I'd just call out there and see what he needs and everything, and take some of the pressure off of how he's going to get all his stuff done.
Definitely, yeah.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate your program. It's a benefit to the community, and it does a lot of good, and people can air their opinions quite effectively. Let's put it that way.
Well, tell your friends.
All right, Sam.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yep. Have a good weekend.
Uh-huh. You betcha. Bye now.
All right. So, interesting.
What were a couple of your favorite comments
comments? I've got a couple of comments here from our. It was on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
Yeah, the Facebook. Because that dates me.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, you're getting the old Facebook era.
The dying mass media platform.
Danielle said, yep, a roundabout because people already struggle with the most basic driving concepts and laws. Wendy said, 55-mile-per-hour roundabout with trailers sounds entertaining.
Ooh.
Diane says, I like the roundabouts in Billings. Slows traffic down, but still keeps it moving. Would you prefer a traffic light? And then Josh, who said he lives in the area, says he's glad that this is happening. It will keep traffic flowing there during peak hours. There's way more traffic going through that area now than a few years ago. Turning left to go out to Bighorn and get his kids from school at around 5 p.m. can be a pain in the keister.
No, yeah, I don't
there you
doubt
go.
It.
See, he uses that thing every day. That's someone I would stop and listen to. He uses that intersection every
right.
day.
And those are the people that, they know best. Like he was saying, Mike is out in that area. This guy goes out there every day. The issue I have is when they're like, I'm glad this is happening. It's not happening. It was a study. We don't know if, when, 2035, what the actual time frame of this thing is, do we?
Now, I think, I don't want to get Laura armed and ready to come down to the station. I love her to death. But it's, I don't think they're going to sit down and really look at a big thing for funding.
Right.
Until 2026, I think.
Yeah, it's not that far away.
So if we really think about...
I mean, so 3-5 year kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, something like that, where they would project out, let's get funding for this.
It's similar to how the city does their capital improvement plan.
Right, right.
And if it's 2026, they will project it for 5 years.
Yeah, yeah. Long-term plans. Yes.
2031, something.
The work that you see being done in your area by YDOT has been on the books forever. I mean, they've got these things planned out pretty far.
Well, and
unless it's an emergency.
Back in the day, roundabout 1.8 million. Bank of four traffic lights were about 1.8 per light. So it's way more cost effective. There's way less maintenance. It's more cost effective for sure.
Yeah. We've got a caller who's been patiently waiting. Go ahead, caller. You are on the Jackson Electric call-in line.
Well, thank you very much, fellas. And I caught the tail end of your conversation here. There's two of these contemplated roundabouts, the one on Long Drive and 5th Street. And, that's a pretty tight area there. But the other one, out on 87 and Coffeen, I'm just... Have they done a draft of what it would look like? Because I'm trying to contemplate the amount of land it's going to take to make this roundabout. These aren't tight turns. And if you look at the gravel haul trucks, and some may even be coming from the Forbes pits, and school buses and subdivision traffic and going past schools to come into Brundage, it just overwhelms me to think how large an area are they going to need to create this roundabout.
Bigly.
Yeah. Have they done a conceptual design yet? Is there anything for anybody to look at for the one on Coffeen?
That's a good question, Vicki.
I don't know. I haven't seen a conceptual design.
I don't know if they've gotten to that point, but
it might be out there.
I can't accurately say yes or no. I do know, though, if you go to the story on Sheridan Media, there is a link to the reports and whatnot, and
right?
Maybe you can find
maybe
more
there. Maybe there's a conceptual design, but it's not going to, you know, we think about a cute little thing in London, you know, a tight little thing in Copenhagen. No. This will accommodate major, large truck traffic.
But yeah, it will have to, because there's semis that use that.
I used to come in on 87 all the time and hit that. And, you know, for years there, you had the right-of-way. If you were coming in on 87, you had the right-of-way, and then now you are to slow down to allow vehicles coming, east and west, to have the right-of-way. So I can see where it's going to be a major, huge project, and I'm just really interested. Is there a conceptual? Does it talk about the land they'll need to acquire, et cetera, et cetera? This won't be no dinky little cute thing. Thank you so much, fellas. Bye.
Thank you.
And really, I mean, it's fixing a problem from what, 7 to 9 in the morning and 4 to 6 in the afternoon? I mean, that's when you're really seeing the traffic, right?
It was a problem big enough that YDOT took it seriously.
Right.
It was brought up by enough people. Enough calls were given to the... It's not like YDOT was just standing around looking for something to do. Okay, it's not like they were like, how do we do this?
How do we spend more money?
This was brought to YDOT by the people involved.
Right.
By the people who watch it happen. By the people who see this intersection all the time. They said, something's got to be done. So YDOT did their due diligence, and they're like, we're going to take a study. We're going to get this figured out. This study had multiple public interactions, multiple meetings where the public could attend, and I do believe the last one got like 16 people in attendance.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
There's a lot more than 16 comments on this news story. There's plenty of opportunity to get involved, but you have to get involved.
There's like 6 pages of
comments. Yeah, and if you commented on the news story on SheridanMedia.com.
Did you comment?
Go comment to YDOT.
Who do you got in the Kentucky Derby?
Journalism.
The winning horse.
Who's, I just saw it too, and I didn't pay enough attention this morning, but Bill Baffert's back in, right?
With his colored glasses.
I didn't have glasses on today.
Colored glasses.
You guys watch the...
Yes, I do.
Oh, wow.
Religiously.
Wow.
Dude.
My wife went to the Derby several years ago.
We were down on Millionaire's Row. It wasn't during the Derby. It was like the week after. But we were still there.
Aaron went to the soap.
I want to say it was the 142nd, so I don't know how many years ago
we're
that
at
was.
151.
Yeah, that's when she went with her sisters, went to the Derby. No, she didn't. She sat in the pit, I guess is what they call it.
Oh, right.
It,
you know, okay, yeah.
I will say this. I went to the Wyoming Downs back in
You guys
in
should be rooting for the horse named journalism.
Yes. Is there?
That's the favorite. There's a horse named journalism.
Really?
Is it Bill's?
I don't know if it's Bill's. I think the guy that owns it used to be, he was the sports editor at his high school paper, and that's why he named it journalism.
That's not Bill Baffert then?
Probably not.
He's only described as the guy with the colored glasses.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you guys watch the ponies, man, I wish you guys the best of luck.
Yes. That's Kentucky Derby.
Not something I've really done.
I can't stand.
Oh, dude, you
I can't
do it.
Stand mint juleps though.
I went to.
Man, it's like barf in a cup.
Really? I'm a big mint julep guy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah,
oh, it's Bob Baffert. Sorry.
Yeah. look up Ralph's. I believe his name Ralph Steadman's art.
Click
from
on,
the Kentucky Derby.
Click on images. He'll be wearing colored glasses in every photo.
That's awesome.
We gotta take a break. That's it.
That's it
Friday
for the week.
Pulse News Talk 9:30 KR.
Trees for trash tomorrow.
Trees for trash 9 to 2.
9 to 2.
Bring your tree or bring your trash.
Bring your trees. We'll give you some trash.
Arrivederci, News Talk 930 KROE.
Plug into Jackson Electric and you'll feel the power. If it has anything to do with electricity, anything at all, call Jackson Electric. Commercial, residential, agricultural, it makes no difference. Call Jackson Electric. Jackson Electric does high-efficiency LED lighting and fire alarm systems installation. Wiring a home, wiring a business, new electrical service, or enlarging existing surface. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851.